4RMM mobile and monitoring. KO4RMM is headed out of Mountain Brook on the east side of Greenville en route to Ace Hardware. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware man. Ace will put a smile on my face. Anybody to come back? Yes, sir. Now, all at once, please. One at a time. I don't know if I can get an amen, but I am loving this weather. This is... I'm going to slap a SAT adjective on this weather. This weather, days like this, are positively sublime. Sublime. Tooling along, minding the speed limit through this glorious, old, but well-aged neighborhood, Foxcroft, my old stomping ground. Lived at 10 Runnymede for 25 years. Many memories logged in old Foxcroft. In fact, hanging a left now on Devinger Road. I'm getting ahead of myself. Bound for Hudson Road. Romeo Mike might try to get a bite here, so I've switched to my jerk bait, and I'm pulling it through the water here, seeing if I can get any big mouths to rise up to this new jerkbait I've just rigged up. I'll just work this jerkbait for a few more minutes, but I'm getting hits, I'll tie on something else. If they're interested in some lure, if you're ever driving out by Taylor's in Greenville, the corner of Hudson and Devinger, and you see this large piece of what used to be all glorious farmland, but it was purchased by Edwards Road Baptist Church because there was a covenant on the property. There's now a very nice soccer field there. Some of the old houses are still there, but my wife's family owned 66 acres right there on Hudson and Devinger, and they sold it in I think 95, but Hudson, my mother-in-law's maiden name was Hudson, and she was part of the family that owned all this land on which these subdivisions currently sit. Poor Romeo Mike. So I'm headed down Hudson Road, eastbound, towards Old Spartanburg and Brushy Creek, and I'm going to hit the Ace Hardware for to purchase a brand new garden hose, as my wife advised me. Our old one has now sprung a sizable leak. In addition to the garden hose, I think I'm going to hit their birding section and pick up some dried mealworms for the several families of bluebirds that are roosting in the houses in our backyard. I haven't put out any mealworms in quite some time. Also might ask if they have any of that long-lasting nectar, because we have positive visual on several emerald-breasted hummingbirds lately, so the hummingbirds are here. If you have any birders out there on the net. Okay, I'm pulling into the Ace Hardware, see if I can snatch me a parking spot, as they're usually tough to come by. I'll be 73 and clear until such time as I have exited the Ace Hardware, and maybe I'll catch some fish on my way home. This is KO4RMM, 73 and clear.
Dave, you want me to catch the gate? I'm last one out.
For DJW Mobile.
KN4, VWA Mobile.
KW, KN4, CH West.
How's it going?
Good. I heard you talking to Chandler about the Hungarian contact, and I was going to jump in and say
I think that's the first pileup I witnessed on VHF. Over.
Sorry about that. I had a delayed reaction. That's what on VHF?
That's the first pileup I've witnessed on VHF. Over.
Okay. Yeah, on Echolink. Yeah, because he did have a few people that were reaching out to him. But I thought they handled that very well.
Sure, I was in the middle of something, so I couldn't break away from it. But, yeah, it was definitely enjoyable to listen to.
I can still talk to people that are that close to Ukraine. I haven't talked to any Ukraine guys since the war. I don't know if anybody has. I think David said he might have, but I'm not sure. But it is nice to talk to somebody who's that close to it over there and know that they're okay.
He logged a few contacts right here this afternoon, that's for sure.
Even the airfield, I wonder if Andrew has his radio turned on. His first taste of flying it himself without any assistance today, so. And he did really, really good. Got two really nice flights in.
Good. Was that line of sight or FPV?
All line of sight. Three mistakes high at some point, but all line of sight.
That's a good altitude to be at. Especially for, first solo over.
Four, but he had safe turned on, which safe is you let go of the sticks and it kind of levels itself and flies straight.
Like horizon mode or whatever.
Yeah, it's Spectrum's version of an autopilot.
And I do that quite a bit myself. Especially once you first get one going. You get the trims figured out. I was flying that little flying wing of mine when I first got it and put it in the manual mode and then, like, basically peeled off to the right and started to hunt and ground.
They're particularly bad about that because they're so short coupled. But I've had a few like that.
Took a little while to get it dialed in. It was so far out, but. Once I got it, it wasn't bad.
I guess he doesn't have his radio turned on, but he did really good. He is a little nervous on the first one, but much more relaxed on the second one.
I'm going to get out of here. The wife just called me for dinner, so she's calling, so I'm
going to
go in.
I enjoyed that DX from Hungary myself. Anyway, have a good one. W4DJW Mobile.
KWK4CHY, I'll be clear and listen.
BMW was the one car that he has for his wife. And I think he drives something else, so there's no radio in that Beamer.
I think I heard him on that 5 o'clock, on the 5 o'clock net, if you call it that, on the 5 o'clock round table, talking about her car not having a radio in it.
Yep, and you do know that's the way it works. The boss gets the nice vehicle wheels.
The same holds true at my house. In fact, I drove her car to Florida last time, and her car is significantly nicer than mine. Doesn't go as fast, but it's significantly nicer and a smoother ride.
Fuel mileage.
So when she's driving it, it gets about 50 miles to the gallon. When I'm driving it, it gets about 40. Sorry for anything, whether she's in a car or whether she's walking or she makes me late all the time. It's all I can do to get her to help, like going to that doctor's appointment yesterday morning. Come on, we got to go. No, we don't. You got 10 more minutes. You got 15 more minutes. No, we got to go.
That sounds like the broken record at my house, man.
You want to make a trip up to South Dakota with me to teach Steve how to fly?
Long drive, baby.
Well, it'll be a good... have you ever been to Mount Rushmore?
Never. That would be a nice ride. That's an interesting concept, Dave. So, what truck?
Take up there wouldn't matter. We could rent something if we wanted to. Just keep mileage low on our stuff. But go to the Black Forest. No, it's not, well, no, it's not the Black Forest. The Black Hills or something like that, too, and do some flying with goggles on. All right, teach Steve how to fly over there on the east side of South Dakota and then go over the west side to go sightseeing and flying with goggles on and getting video of it.
Okay, now you do not understand what that means, right?
That means we got some work to do.
Doggone right. We got to get this program accelerated here. So, I would really like to get together sometime this week and put the order in for our goodies.
Do that tomorrow. I've got some studying I've got to do, too, on that OpenCV and ROS, Robotic Operating System. It's an operating system used for programming. The computer boots up into ROS, which I'm learning that. So I'm spending a lot of time on that, on how ROS works and how you can load OpenCV on ROS. So just let me know when you get time, and I'll take a break, and we'll do that.
2 o'clock on, man.
We're just going to have to make some hard decisions. Just make the decisions and go with them. Make executive decisions and move with them.
Ready, baby.
Go ahead.
Jump in there, comment. Was that Chandler?
That is correct. This is Chandler Taylor, former WWZ. How's the flying go?
Well, we're coming home with intact aircraft. Nothing is in a little pile of foam.
Hey, that's a good outcome.
Dave and I were just talking about your DX contact today on 2 meter. And you did a good job with that, bud. I heard some of it.
Steve, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
APRS sent out a beacon at the same time you keyed up. Were you talking to me?
Yeah, I just said take it away, boss.
Was he around long after I had to get out to open the gate, and I didn't hear any more of it. Did he hang around after that, or is he already gone?
I'm still here, but he's the DX station. He's been gone for a while. He didn't stick around too long.
Well, he hung around long enough to pick up Lloyd and one or two more, I think.
BWM Pacifica. Was his name Thomas Chandler? I think he spelled out his call one time. I think it was Thomas.
Yeah, his name was Thomas Tango Alpha Mike. Alpha Sierra. His call was Hotel Alpha 8 Uniform Tango Charlie from, I'm going to say this way again, Alglio, Hungary. Alglio Alpha Lima Golf Yankee Oscar, Hungary.
Looking for that on the map, and I could not find that town in southeast Hungary. But I know it's in there somewhere. I just couldn't get the zoom level right.
Hey, Dave, I'm going to QRZ. If you got an email, I'll shoot you an email. Hang on, I got to pull a car into a garage and do an oil change.
I'm going to go ahead and bug out on you. Dave, it was a good day flying, and I really think that Andrew really helped him out with that. And he didn't need two people over there trying to help him at the same time, so I'll let you take that away. So it was a good day. And, Chandler, you did a good job on that. I'm out, you guys. Have a good evening, and I'll just wait to hear from you tomorrow, Dave. Just text me, or I'll be in my building. You can hit me on the radio. K4 VWK, I'm clear.
Steve, have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow. W4DJW Mobile.
Full dug on out. 73, talk to you soon. KO4, WWZ.
Good job on that DX. W4DJW Mobile.
KO4 HKX Mobile.
KO4 HKX, KO4, WWZ.
Hour is this afternoon or evening now?
It's Donald Trump would say, "I'm really fantastic. I'm very spectacular. I'm doing so great. Let me tell you. Let me tell you." And, Patrick, you wouldn't believe the DX I made just a few hours ago.
Yes.
I think you're hitting the black hole.
The outside edge of it, yes.
Good you on that later. I'll let you get pretty black on 73s. Talk to you later.